Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature five Motown artists for the balance of this hour. We've heard all five from the 1960s, and three of the five from the 1970s. We'll pick it up with the fourth artist from the 1970s, Marvin Gaye. Well, the song coming up, Trouble Man, was a 1972 hit reaching number 7, and it was the title track of a movie by the same name. While relating the song to the movie's leading character entitled Mr. T, and also relating to issues in his private life, Marvin called it one of the honest recordings that he ever made. He also played drums and piano on the record, as well as performing all the vocals himself, in which he sings most of the songs in falsetto while reaching a gospel-style growl during the bridges of the song. The performance of the song during Marvin's later concerts became one of the highlights during the 1970s and early 1980s tours. The song was also used as two instrumental theme songs on the accompanying album, in which Marvin played synthesizers to accompany saxophone solos from his musicians. Marvin also recorded a slightly different version of the song, primarily for the movie's opening, in which he sings two vocals, one in tenor and the other in falsetto, while also reciting a rap. The album version of the song was the only one released as a single in November of 1972, and it became a top 10 hit, reaching number 7 on the charts in January 1973. The song became one of Marvin's signature songs for the remainder of his life, and would later be the basis of a biography, and would be a sort of nickname alias for Marvin during his troubled life. Well, here is Marvin, Trouble Man, right here on Motown Memories.
God. Motown memories. Motown memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown memories with Tom Fallon.
Smokey Robinson with a smooth song, Cruisin', number 4 from 1979, and we started with Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man, number 7 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring 5 Motown artists during this hour. Well, we featured them singing in the 1960s and 1970s, and now we'll hear from the 5 artists from the 1980s. First up, Michael Jackson, well on his own at this time, with a song called Pretty Young Thing, or PYT. Well, Michael Joseph Jackson was born on August 29, 1958, and he died on June 25, 2009. He was known as the King of Pop. Of course, he was an American musician and one of the most commercially successful and influential entertainers of all time. His unique contributions to music and dance, along with a highly publicized personal life, made him a prominent figure in popular culture for over 4 decades. Along with his brothers, he made his debut in 1964 as lead singer and youngest member of the Jackson 5 and began a successful solo career in 1971. His 1982 album called Thriller remains the best-selling album of all time, with albums called Off the Wall in 79, Bad in 87, Dangerous in 91, and History in 95 among the best-selling albums ever. He is widely credited with having transformed the music video from a promotional tool into an art form, with videos for his songs Billie Jean, Beat It, and Thriller, making him the first African-American artist to have a strong crossover following on MTV. With stage performances and music videos, Jackson publicized and popularized a number of physically complicated dance techniques, such as the robot and the moonwalk. His distinctive musical sound, vocal style, and choreography inspired numerous pop, rock, rhythm, blues, and hip-hop artists, while also breaking down cultural, racial, and generation barriers. Well, here is Michael in his prime from 1983, PYT, right here on Motown Memories.
To the max, I want your love, you. she keeps the upper hand, 'cause she can please her man. She doesn't use her love to make him weak. She uses love to keep him strong. And inside me there's no room for doubt that
you
A great rendition of a song originally recorded by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers in the late 1950s. That was Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, reaching number 7 from 1981. Before that, Stevie Wonder with That Girl, a number 4 tune from 1982. And we started with Michael's Pretty Young Thing, number 10 from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists that had hit songs either as a solo artist or part of a group from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, up next, two Motown artists left to go from the 1980s, Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson. Well, coming up, Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing was recorded and released in 1982, and it reached number 3 on the Columbia record label, the only song that Marvin Gaye ever had that wasn't on the Motown record label. It was released off his 1982 album called Midnight Love. The song not only became his biggest hit in 5 years, but it also brought Marvin back to the top of the pop chart world 5 years after his last big hit, Got to Give It Up. By holding the number 1 spot on the Billboard Hot Black Singles chart for 10 weeks, it was the longest-running rhythm and blues number 1 single of the 1980s. Sexual Healing eventually hit number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in January 1983. It also became an international and global hit, reaching number 4 on the UK singles chart, giving Gaye his first UK top 10 hit in 5 years since Got to Give It Up. It was number 1 in New Zealand, where it stayed in the top spot for 6 consecutive weeks. It also hit number 3 in the Netherlands, number 17 in Sweden, and number 1 on Canada's RPM singles chart, then the main chart for Canada's music sales. Further, the single garnered him his first gold certificate by RIAA for sales over 1 million copies. And the song finally won Marvin, after being nominated for a Grammy Award no less than 10 times in his career, the first Grammy Award of his career, winning him the Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance, Male and Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumental Performance. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry the show 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.